Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and tonight we will be talking about Rise of the Villains, Mommy's Little Monster, episode 7 of Gotham. So it's a pretty intense opener. Woo! Seriously, man, the opening of this episode, I was speechless. I could not believe that they would kill Oswald's mom on the show. Pretty cray cray. Very exciting. We're live right now, so call in at 347-637-3821. We'll be talking about, yes, Mommy's Little Monster on Gotham. And if you're a fan of Supergirl, we're going to talk about Supergirl Episode 2, so join us on Supergirl Talk. That's after this show, so if you're listening to us live, head on over there. But if you want to call in, it's 347-637-3821. Let's go to our callers from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt, Detective Matt on the Gotham Task Force. What's up?
What's up, Detective Matt Force Frank?
Oh, man. Great episode.
Give us your first thoughts. Like, what did you like about last night's episode?
Oh, man. There was a whole bunch going on. I mean, with the Penguin, the Riddler. I mean,
so
God,
much. It was heavy.
Bruce Wayne. Yeah, Bruce Wayne stuff going on there. Bruce and Catwoman. I mean, man, but still, I'm thank God for those new DVR setups, because I watch Supergirl first, then Gotham right after. I mean, come on. Why can't they just have Gotham at 9?
Yeah, just push it back an hour. I agree.
I know, that sucks.
I agree. You're the man, Matt. Let's see who else is on the line with you.
Yeah.
From area code 609, who is this?
Frank to the Future, how's it going?
Hey, Frank to the Future, how's it going, bro?
Not bad, how are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you. Did you watch Mommy's Little Monster last night?
Yeah. I mean, Gotham is getting better and better, for sure.
It is, right?
I mean,
it's crazy how it's just turning up a notch.
Yeah, I mean... it's just the different side stories are just amazing. Like, you know, the Oswald Cobble, I mean, the Riddler and Edward Nygma, like, it happened quick.
Yeah.
I'm happy it happened, but I feel like that's something that we should have built up to, but I'm happy to see it anyway. But that was awesome to see the riddles.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the birth of everything is starting, you know, like when they... you know, initiated this season with the Rise of the Villains. It's definitely out there in each episode.
Yes. I can't wait for the one with Mr. Freeze. That's coming up.
Me too. There's so much good stuff coming up. Let's see. We have another caller from air code 432. Who is this?
Hi, it's Karina.
Hi, Karina. Welcome back to Gotham Talk.
Hi. sorry.
Well,
I'm
did
like,
you watch?
I only have like 2 hours of sleep right now.
Oh no! Well, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
So, Karina, yeah, did you watch last night's Mommy's Little Monster?
Yeah, I watched it this morning. It kept me up trying to do my college work, so. But I was like, I kind of procrastinated because I got really into the episode that my homework was put aside.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Big rule for me is don't do work or homework and don't eat. Because, you know, you'll see, like, a decapitated head or, you know, a face blown off.
A hand.
And, you know, it doesn't work well with Chinese food, you know?
I eat here, like, watching The Walking Dead. Like, I'll eat.
Really? Oh, you're brave. You're brave. Yeah, I don't think I would be able to hold it.
Hey, it's food. Come on. Can't keep yourself from eating. But, yeah, I watched it this morning.
Yeah, well, give us your first thoughts. You know, what was your gut reaction to it?
It was by far one of my favorite episodes out of the season. I was really excited to see Edward Ignima finally, like, come out, like, fully blown out. Like, he's,
oh,
you know.
Oh, that shit loony? Yes.
Yeah. And then also, I thought it was funny when Selena Kyle came into the episode and they're drinking tea and she just tells Alfred, like, it just slaps you in the face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
And, you know, they even showed the that scene that you're talking about in the opening where when they do the recap, they show Alfred smacking her again. I'm like, whoa, okay. I guess,
yeah,
you know,
that was crazy.
The editors liked that part.
I really liked this episode.
Yeah. All right. Great. So I'm going to read the little description of the episode for Mommy's Little Monster. And, of course, now we know where the title comes from, right? Does it make sense now, the title?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Future Frank, let's go around the room. Tell us what was your favorite scene in Mommy's Little Monster, and tell us why before I read the description here.
All right, well, my favorite scene, I mean, for some reason, you know, Zaz captures my imagination all the time, and that scene where he calls out Butch, it just, I wish they would do like a one episode just on Zaz, because I think he's very interesting. So that whole confrontation between Zaz and Butch, I like that. That was my favorite.
I agree. That, you know, like a one-off, right? Just like one of those dead-end episodes that doesn't, you know, proceed the story arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to read the brief description here for those of you who haven't seen the episode. Butch lends Cobblepot to the location of his mother, where Theo and Tabitha are waiting. Now cured of his programming, Butch betrays Cobblepot and Theo murders his mother through Cobblepot manages to escape, vowing to kill Theo in revenge. What a great opening scene. I mean, that was my favorite. That's I want to point out that scene was my favorite. It was just crazy. I was like fully engaged, penguin mode. For some reason, I'm like always cheering for the bad guys. And I guess that's the whole theme of this show, right? Is for you to cheer for the bad guys for some weird reason. And the cops are just like background players when we know who are the real players of Gotham City, right, guys?
Yeah, we got to get Batman at some point. I mean,
Matt is itching for Batman.
Because what if we can get Batman from Earth 2? Because till you see the Flash tonight,
okay, no spoilers, thank you. All right, so let's see, where were we? Gallivan, now elected mayor, convinces the GCPD and the public that Cobblepot assaulted him, and Gallivan has Harvey Dent obtain a warrant for Cobblepot's arrest. Gordon begins to suspect that Gallivan is framing Cobblepot and tracks down Butch. In an interrogation, Butch reveals that Theo has been blackmailing Cobblepot and that he murdered Cobblepot's mother. Later that night, Theo attends a public gathering in which the GCPD are secretly stationed, ready to capture Cobblepot if he arrives. Cobblepot and his henchmen show up, but Cobblepot is quickly ambushed by Gordon. Theo attempts to convince Gordon to shoot Cobblepot, but Cobblepot narrowly escapes. I love that scene. It looks like the Penguin could get out of any situation, right, guys?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Gordon informs Theo that he is determined to expose his corruption elsewhere. Tabitha murders a member of the GCPD strike force. Following the death of Christine Kringle, Edward Nygma's mental state worsens as a split personality attempts to convince him that he is getting away with murder. Both of Enigma's personalities then merge. And then, of course, the rise of the Riddler. Do we want more Riddler at this point, or should they just let him marinate a little for Edward Enigma? Let's go with you, Matt.
Hell yes, you kidding? Every time I saw more of those scenes, I was so excited. I mean, man, those scenes with that Riddler, psychotic Riddler there, they were so amazing. The actor is so good.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like a theatrical kind of play, like these two actors playing each other.
Yeah, because he's way better than Jim Carrey.
Hands down. Let's go around the room. Let's see what bad has started here. Karina, let's start with you. Do you think he's better than Jim Carrey?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah, 100%, definitely. Yes. What about you, Future Frank? Is he better than Jim Carrey?
They're kind of the same. Like when we first saw Edward Nygma, looked like he was playing the same character, but because we spend more time with him, I'm more sympathetic to this character. So I like to say that I like both characters for what they both independently stand for, but I like this one for the Gotham one a little bit better. We've been with him longer.
Yeah, this one's more drenched with more background rather than the boom, I'm already the Riddler with my ultraviolet hair. I mean, pink here. Penguin. This was definitely not a rise of the Penguin. More of a, for me, it seemed like a torture of the Penguin. How did you feel about this week's Penguin, Karina?
I feel really bad for him because I know losing his mother.
Yeah, like you can't catch a break.
It's really hard. If Dalvin's just out to get him, that's all it is. Just out to get him.
I agree. Okay. Karina, did I ask you if you had a favorite scene in this week's episode?
I really don't know. Like, instead of running on 2 hours of sleep, everything's like a blur to me.
Before you know it, you won't even remember you called into the podcast. You're like, I was on there? Wait, what?
I hear my voice on the podcast, and I'll be like, I called? That's me.
you're gonna be in a big shock. Talk to your future right now.
To
your future self.
Do your homework, Karina. Do it. Get it turned in before your professor gets mad.
There you go. That's a reminder. that's great. That's great. All right. So Matt from Florida, tell us. How much more Theo can we take? Do you think they're going to stretch this out till the winter break? Or do you think they're going to stretch him out all the way to the season's end?
I think it'll probably be towards the season's end because did you see the promo for next week's episode? Because, again, we're going to get
more crazy. No, I did not. What was that?
It's going to be Crazy Barbara again. He goes, you get the kill, Detective Jim Gordon. Barbara's going to use Gordon again. I thought he was still dating Dr. Tompkins.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
That's what I thought, too.
But still, all those. But yeah, the thing with Theo Gallivan, and then man, the scene with that young girl and Bruce Wayne, that was pretty good. And then Kat
right,
up to her.
Future Frank, your thoughts on Theo? How long do you think they're gonna go till winter's break, or do you think they're gonna pull him out till the end of the season?
I don't know. I mean, I liked him the first couple episodes, but now he's become more of he seems like more of the Tim Burton villain. I mean, I don't know why he's becoming a little campy.
He is.
But I
like
him. I liked him in a couple beginning of the episodes that he was in. I mean, I hope, like, I do like him. But, I mean, I hope he goes quick because I want to get into some of the more Penguin-centric plot points.
Right.
But, I don't know. I think he's taking up a lot of the time, but it's interesting. I mean, the whole thing with Bruce and St. Cloud and Selina and all that. So, who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, it's still all up in the air. Edward Nygma, definitely a person to talk to in regards to... getting more into the psyche of the villainry of the Riddler. It's going to be interesting how full-blown Riddler they will get. We are live right now, so if you want to call in at 347-637-3821. We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
coming from Canada, and no, I have not watched it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. welcome to the party, pal. So, the Riddler. I asked you guys earlier, you know, should we have more or less? How full-blown Riddler do we want to see? Do we want to see him with the green suit, with the question marks? Or do you want a gradual Riddler, you know, as he built his villainry and history? let's go to you, Chris. Your thoughts on the Riddler.
Well, I think for now, because, I don't know, since I haven't watched the episode, I don't have, I don't know if it's the wrong thing, but at the same time, because nobody else knows about what he has done yet from the point of view from last week, you know? And I feel like he should do it in the background, you know, like he goes to work, he does the normal stuff, and whenever he's out, in the side, he can still kill people, and I want to see the whole Riddler. I want to see the full Riddler.
All right, so you want to see the full Riddler. All right. Sounds good. What about you, Karina? Do you want to see the full Riddler, or do you want to see just a gradual growth?
Probably a gradual growth, because the Riddler deals with Batman, you know what I mean? Like, his features is Batman. So probably a gradual till Batman gets to, Bruce Wayne gets to Batman.
I agree, because I guess it all depends which origin story you hear, but what I recall from reading the comics is that the villains came up with these disguises because of Batman's theatrics, you know, of being a bat. Oh, you want to be a bat? Well, I'm this, you know. And so they took on their own persona. So, of course, you know, it would make sense in that logic to have everyone wait until the arrival of Batman. And then they're like, oh, yeah, well, then, you know, I'm already called the Penguin. Might as well definitely go full mode Penguin or full mode Joker or full mode Riddler. But, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, Future Frank, should we have a full-fledged Riddler or not?
I think if you look at all the video, not in this case, but I mean, for example, if you cross into different mediums, like the Riddler is like kind of like in the background, but still part of central to the story. So, I mean, you know, the Riddler can be stretched across an entire season, you know, dropping riddles every couple of episodes and still have that storyline going through, because his riddles aren't just like one riddle and then you find him. It's usually like a whole bunch of riddles that leads to more riddles. And, you know, I really feel that maybe this would be the first villain that Bruce can actually help solve these riddles. That would be very interesting.
That's a good point.
Yeah, this is like the first thing that maybe would catch Bruce's
attention
to say, you know.
That is awesome. What do you guys think of what Teacher Frank just said?
But this is a thing. Like, you don't really have to see the Riddler for him to be a presence. That's the cool thing about him, because he can just leave question marks and still be part of the episodes but not really see him. You know what I mean?
Exactly. What do you guys think?
I think that'd be pretty cool, you know what I mean? Because that'd be, Batman's first villain in a way.
Right. Or him just tapping into, hey, maybe I could crack this riddle.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Matt from Florida, let me ask you, how full-fledged, you set up this question, how full-fledged Riddler do you want?
Well, I finally want to see the full green jacket, a better version of the hat, him not wearing goofy glasses, just a whole full-blown Riddler, not so crappy, cheesy, animated costume like in Batman Forever.
Right.
Did you like
the Batman Returns penguin?
Not so much. He was kind of scary. But
it was like an animal. Did anyone here like the penguin from Batman Returns?
No.
I don't recall.
Danny DeVito.
You
know what's funny? I used to have a boss that looked exactly like him in the full penguin costume. My boss. And it was a lady, too.
Oh, geez.
Well, that's nice of you to put that on.
I know. There. It was a while back. It can't get back to me.
You don't know if she's listening. You don't know if she's
listening. I know,
right?
She's not a fan of Gotham Talk, only on iTunes. let me ask you guys, I'm going to open the floor to you guys. Anything that we missed that you want to talk about? Now it's time. Let's start with you, Future Frank.
I'm just, everybody, you know, I think the ratings this week was like 1.6 million. But I really like this show. I mean, like, right after The Flash, I mean, this is like my second favorite show. I'm really interested in where they're going, and I'm liking the characters. I just wish, I wish people would give it a chance. I think it's starting to become a really well-oiled machine. I'm really starting to like Gordon. I mean, we're not getting a lot of him, but we are getting, but when we do see him, we're getting really powerful scenes versus the last season where we were getting a lot of him, but the scenes were like kind of like, you know, light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going good. I wish a lot more people would, because a lot of people are dogging on it. But do you think, hey, if it continues at 1.6, do you think they would cancel it?
No. I've seen shows at a 0.0 something, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, hope not.
Definitely, it's fine. It's just all depends if Fox is like, oh, hey, look, we have a pilot that we think will bring in more ratings than the lowest rating show on our network. So now we have to replace that. And then so it just depends, you know, what the timing is. It's all about time.
Gotcha.
It's crazy.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Matt from Florida, the floor is yours.
Well, I just have to say it was a great episode last night. I can't wait for this week's episode. Great moment there with Bruce and Selina. I love the confrontation scene with that girl and Catwoman there. Awesome scene there. And I did like that.
I know. I love how they have her prying through the window as she witnesses the kiss.
Yeah, and then I did like that
and you
one.
Know she was like, that bitch.
Yeah, and I did like that one at the end there when there were a whole bunch of guys looking like Penguin as he's on the hunt for
that was
the
cool.
Man.
That was cool. They're all limping too, just like the Penguin.
Yep. And then I liked the part that they're all shooting at each other.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great things about this week's episode. Even the Edward Nygma, when the other person is talking to himself, it's almost like a Fight Club with the blurry film and, you know, it's just in his face. There's so many good things about it, yeah. All right. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to you, Karina. Anything we missed?
Well, I always wondered what would Bruce's reaction be when he found out Alfred hit Selina Kyle and shoot her away. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Do you think that, that'll come up again? Do you think Selina Kyle will rat on Alfred?
I don't think she'll rat because she's just not, you know, it's not in her to do that. But eventually, you know, Bruce, he likes to know the truth, so he'll eventually find out, but I just want to know his reaction about it. Like, is he going to fire Alfred again?
Right. I know. It's going to be like, then there's going to be like a poll. They're like, okay, this season, how many times does Alfred get fired?
I mean, I think you'll see Selina reference it to Alfred again until, like, she tells him, like, if you touch me again, like,
exactly.
I'll kill you.
I could see that, yeah. I could totally see that.
Yeah, good point, Karina.
I still see Alfred whooping her ass, though.
At least one more time.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, great. Chris from Candor, anything that we might have missed that you were waiting for us to talk about?
I wanted to know about Jim Gordon. Anything new happened with him? I want to see more of I want to see it going forward faster. In terms of Jim working with Bruce Wayne and maybe come close to who killed the parents and things like that. I feel like we are being sidetracked. You know, bringing all this new villains, and we're not really looking for the killers. Of the parents. I want to know if anything happened like that.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you guys?
I think in other Batman stories, I mean, there's been different iterations of who killed Bruce's parents, but I mean, I think what you're going to get out of it, you're not going to get so much of who killed parents. You're just going to have Bruce maybe knowing that, you know, Jim wasn't able to.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever be solved. Or
you just have, you know, Bruce will just be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because
wouldn't it be cool if they, when we all thought that Jerome was the Joker, imagine when it would have came out, like, he used to kill Bruce Wayne's parents. And then we all would have been, oh, that's definitely the Joker. Come on. It has to be, right?
I hope we see Zaz and Tabitha go at it, the two, like, torturous dominatrix people. I hope they have, like, a fight scene, because that would be very interesting.
That would be very interesting, yes, definitely.
Who and who?
All right, well, we're going to wrap up the show. I want to thank everybody, Matt from Florida, Future Frank, Karina, and Chris from Canterbury for calling in. It was a blast talking to you guys about Gotham. Let's go around doing shout-outs. Let's go to you, Future Frank.
Hey, man, I'm happy you have this podcast, and, you know, I'm loving the show, and can't wait to see you next week. And I'm not looking forward to the hiatuses for any of my shows, because I know they're coming soon.
I know, they're coming quick, too.
Yeah, for sure, but yeah, that's it. Can't wait for next week.
All right, Karina, give us a shout-out.
Oh, hey. sorry. it's great talking to y'all. It's amazing to go somewhere and talk about Gotham. You know, usually when I go to my friends, they're like, what are you talking about?
Oh, believe me. But you should see my coworkers. They're like, really? You're watching a kids show? I'm like, what? when is that a kids show?
Yeah, so it's great to be able to come to this podcast. And I want to thank Joseph for introducing me to it.
Awesome.
Other than that, y'all.
Yeah, we missed Joe. Oh, tell him we missed him if you talk to him.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I've been busy with school.
Okay, yeah. Well, get some sleep, and hopefully you'll do well in school. So best of luck. Chris from Candor, give us your shout-out, sir.
I want to say I agree with Karina because sometimes you're talking to people, you want them to understand what you're talking about or to engage. And they're like, wait, are you a kid? Why are you watching that show? And I'm like, bitch, please. like, I love the show. I'm glad to come here and talk to you guys. And it's really good to go somewhere and talk
yep.
to somebody who I'm
just
to
vent,
together.
Just to say, hey,
yeah.
I like this, all right?
Yeah, and I know there's some other people out there who are watching and they look for somebody to talk to. You don't need to know us, okay? Just call in and we're going to talk to you about everything. We don't need, you
you're
know,
great,
you don't
man. You're my commercial.
Die.
I love it. I love it.
So.
I love it. Thank you, Chris. I'm bowing to you right now, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. All right,
catch us next week, next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And coming up next, we're doing Supergirl Talk. All right, have a good night.